Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
When Hope walks into one of these huge events where, you know, you have people like, you know, Arkansas governor, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Hope walks in. Everybody's like, Hope. Everybody loves Hope. Everybody knows Hope. And Hope keeps Hope alive. I'm not kidding you. So, you know, you are so positive energy and what you're doing is fantastic. How are you, my friend?
Oh, my goodness. I want to tell you, Dawn, you are gorgeous. I want to just say yes to that. We are doing so incredible out here. And I just want to tell you that I was listening to your show, as I always do. And this morning I got a text from this lovely guy named Rudy that talked to me about, like, ballots with deficiencies. Mm-hmm. And Montgomery County releases a list of ballots with deficiency, and there's still time to correct. So what I'm saying to you is that, you know, I'm on the boots on the ground every single day throughout Philly and Montgomery County. And the bottom line is that we are going to win this election because people on the grassroots from all different walks of life are on target here. For example, a gentleman texted me yesterday. He said, I'm spending $9 for Trump for Israel, and I want to drop off 33 for you. We're going to put them at every polling place. Then I have this gentleman, Rudy, who said, listen, what we're going to do here is we're going to call each one of these people. There's like 300 and the Jenkintown office as well, to make sure that their ballots are corrected. They already kicked them out and said they're not going to be good. So that's another thing that's going on. I just donated from Republicans with Hope $2,000 for mailers for Trump and McCormick, and to flood Montgomery County as well. So what I'm seeing here, besides, you know, working with Trump Force 47 in Philly with the flag waving, is that people are putting their own money and their own energy into really winning this election. And it's really, you know, the other day, you know, because I talk to people always, you know, from all different walks of life, but, you know, it really came to me is that, you know, I'm sad. I'm sad for my mm-hmm. country. If you're our forefathers, could you imagine if they saw what our country looked like today? I think they would all cry.
Yeah.
It's gotten to a place where you mentioned about mothers and families where we don't recognize it anymore, and we're going to take our country back.
Tell me about the upcoming events. It's Riley Gaines, Tulsi Gabbard here at a Stand With Women big event. You know, we were just, Dan had found audio from a school board where, you know, there were 7th, 8th grade girls standing up just like Riley Gaines has done. So it's an exciting event here, coming up here this weekend.
October 27th at 11 a.m. If anyone wants to go, just contact me at republicanswithhope@gmail.com.
And so, you know, again, Republicans for Hope. And you have some exciting news that, you know, you've been brainstorming about moving forward even past this election to keep the momentum going. So you have some exciting news of your own.
I do. What I'm going to do, Dawn, is that I'm starting something. We have the board members all together, and we're starting something, a nonprofit called Building Bridges with Hope. And what's that really about? It's about, you know, I want to bring people together from all different walks of life that we can have a common ground. Mm-hmm. 80% of the country, really, we agree on so many of these issues. And it's really, the mission statement is really a positive discourse for positive change, a broad coalition that welcomes all viewpoints. Together, we will move America forward. So it's really about bringing people together with panel discussions, what we can agree upon. But also, I want to work in the inner cities, too, about, you know, making sure that kids have Christmas, that have a parent that's incarcerated, but also helping people understand the values of the father being in the home and to create a really good, strong family structure. Because with that, there's always success behind that.
You know, Hope, I love it. I think even though we say that, oh, this is so divisive and there's a lot of ugliness, I do think that, you know, I think of the Riley Gaines of the world, the Hope Danoffs of the world, where in many ways this has become a positive for you and I think ignited something within your spirit. And it's really the true American spirit as a patriot. That's what you are, to move this forward and try to bring people together.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is that I couldn't stand back and see what was happening to my country. And also my daughter lives in Israel. And just like, it just didn't look like America to me anymore. You know, I'm a woman in my 60s and I just knew what it was like before. I had a perspective. And I'm just like, what? You can't say God bless America? That's bad. We can't you know, love our police force. We can't love our military. It doesn't make sense to me. And I'm just not going to stand by and let this happen. But the amazing thing, Dawn, is that we are going to win this election. I feel it, boots on the ground. And people are excited. They can't wait to vote. And then after this, let's join together, break bread together, and let's work on things we can work on once again together to move America forward.
Amen. By the way, you broke the number one rule. We never give our age because, you know, 60s are the new 40s. Okay. So right. For the record, my friend.
Well, I'm 20. Did I say 60? I meant 23.
Hope, thank you so much. Let me tell you something. You outrun all the 40-year-olds and all the 50-year-olds, so trust me. All right, Hope Danoff, thank you so much. Until next time, my friend.
You got it. Thanks so much, Dawn.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.